members of the power elite were in a position to obtain vast wealth from other sources as well, for example, by stealing national resources. With the national security apparatus under control and the media muzzled, this corruption was largely unconstrained and not well understood by the general population. The cronyism and outright nepotism of the Bush administration has been well documented. Elizabeth Cheney, the vice president's daughter, was named as a deputy secretary of state in late February 2002, and within about a week, her husband, Philip Perry, became chief counsel for the Office of Management and Budget, where he joined director Mitchell Daniels, whose sister, Deborah, is an assistant attorney general. That's just the beginning, noted Washington Post reporter Dana Milbank. Among Deborah Daniels' colleagues at Justice is young Chuck James, whose mother, Kay Coles James, is the director of the Office of Personnel Management, and whose father, Charles Sr., is a top Labor Department official. Charles James Sr.'s boss, Labor Secretary Elaine L. Chao, knows about having family members in government. Her husband is Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, and her department's top lawyer, Labor Solicitor Eugene Scalia, is the son of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Ken Melman, the White House political director, regularly calls his younger brother Bruce, an assistant commerce secretary, to get his input. Former Secretary of State Colin L. Powell is the father of Michael Powell, who chaired the Federal Communications Commission. An informal survey of 415 historians conducted by George Mason University's History News Network found that 8 in 10, or 81%, of the responding historians rated Bush's presidency as an overall failure. One respondent to the survey wrote that Bush ranks with U.S. Grant as the worst. His oil interests and Cheney's corporate Halliburton contracts smack of the same corruption found under Grant. Central to the belief were the numerous Bush administration scandals, including the deceit that preceded the invasion of Iraq, the Abu Ghraib mistreatment of prisoners, pre-9/11 intelligence failures, the $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon announced by Donald Rumsfeld the day before 9/11, the mishandling of the Katrina disaster, which resulted in the resignation of Bush's appointee, Michael D. Brown, as director of FEMA, Bush's Medicare prescription drug plan that shifted 6.2 million low-income seniors whose medications had been covered by Medicare over to private insurers,